at the end of the day, it comes back to communicate with them. You know, they understand you're busy, you have your hands full, you know, life happens, but just communicate.
Yeah, communication. But Tim, this is an episode of how not to do business, dude.
Well, that's true. So if you don't want to do business well, then don't communicate.
Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about how not to do business.
Yeah, this is a fun series, David. We did how to not grow an email list a few episodes back. And I think it's fun because sometimes, you know, we're always saying, here's what you should do. And sometimes you can really learn about what you should do by learning about what you shouldn't do.
Yeah, and we wanted to continue this topic because pretty much right after that, how to not grow your email list episode, and we had so much fun with it. I was trying to hire somebody to do a job, and I'm going to share with you how that went down. And we thought, well, how to not do business, why don't we do an episode on it? So as a lot of our listeners know, I'm a digital nomad. My wife and I live full-time in an RV, and we travel around the country and work from different spots. We sold our house 2 years ago, and we love it. So every year, you know, there's repairs that have to happen with an RV. We had an issue with our slide, which was a pretty major repair that we needed done. So I started contacting RV repair people and found one that was recommended by the RV park that we're currently staying in Fredericksburg, Texas, at the Jellystone. Wonderful place, by the way. I want to give them a shout out. Texas Hill Country, Jellystone, Wine, something. It's a crazy name, but it's an awesome place. Anyways, you know, I spoke with the guy on the phone. He was pretty nice. He was busy. Obviously he was really busy. So he said, if you want to just kind of, you know, wait for a while, I'll be in that area at some point during the next couple of weeks, and it won't cost you anything to come out for a trip charge. If you just kind of, when I'm in the area, I'll come out and take a look at your slide. Or if you want to go ahead and schedule something and pay the trip charge, I'll come out today, was his words. So I spoke with my wife. We decided, you know what, we didn't want to randomize, wait for 2 weeks to figure out. We were okay with paying the trip charge. So I sent him a text message. Hey, Joe, we don't mind paying the trip charge. And this is verbatim, you know, my text conversation with him. If you could come out today, we're in spot 16 at Jellystone. We would like to have you take a look at it, and we don't mind paying the trip charge. That day came and went. Joe never showed up. So me having a lot of experience with service companies, I'm like, well, I'm not putting all my eggs in Joe's basket. So I'm calling around to other RV repair companies, and I figure whoever schedules a set appointment with me and shows up is my guy.
Yeah.
So I call around. I schedule another appointment, find somebody who'll come out. So I sent Joe a second text. Hi, Joe, we haven't heard from you, so we found someone else that will be coming out today. Now, this is the day after he was supposed to come out, so no need for you to come. Thank you. Thank you very much, though. If something changes and we need you, we will send you a message or call you to reschedule, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me yesterday. Really nice.
Just to be clear, that was after he never responded to your first message, right?
He never responded, and he verbally told me on the phone to just shoot him a text and let him know if we wanted to pay the trip charge, and he would come out that day. And so that's what I did. I sent him a text saying, hey, come on out. We'll pay the trip charge. So instantly, as soon as I sent that second text message, basically saying, hey, we found somebody else, Joe sends me a text message back. ? Good luck with that. No one in Texas knows what I know or has 42 years in the biz. Your slide is low on the list. Water leaks and water heaters are at the top. Thanks for the call and good luck. And I'm sitting here like, holy crap, are you serious? You didn't tell me that any of that yesterday on the phone. First of all, when I was speaking with him, he didn't say, you know, water leaks are a priority, water heaters are a priority. I can't get to you for 2 days. He told me, if you want me to come out today, I'll come out, but I'll have to charge you. So, yeah. You know, so here's a perfect example of how not to do business.
Oh my gosh.
You know, ego, pride, whatever you want to look at it, it's not really something that, you know, I tried to be nice and just let him know what was going on to keep him in the loop because I didn't want him showing up out here, you know, yeah. After he hadn't showed up the first time. And then, you know, so how not to do business, right?
Yeah.
So now this guy's got a bad review on Google. You know, I'm going to share my experience. I went to the office and I shared with him, hey, the guy that you're recommending, here's the messages that I got. So I don't know if they're going to recommend him anymore. I really don't. That's going to be on them. But I mean, if I was a business owner, and I am, and somebody treated me that way, or somebody that I was recommending to my clients, and my clients came back to me and said, hey, this is how this person was treating me, I probably wouldn't refer business to him anymore. But that's just me. So that's your first, you know, way to how not to do business. Don't be rude. You know,
yeah.
If you do what you say, say what you do. If you're going to commit to something, you know, commit to it. Show up. Do what you're supposed to do. And if you can't make it, contact people. You know, people understand. I understand things come up. You know, you can't make it. You just got too busy. Reach out. Send a text message, a phone call. Anything will suffice. So that's lesson number one, how to not do business.
Yeah. And on that note too, David, he could have responded and apologized and said, hey, my mistake. I didn't get back to you. You know, something came up and I was, you know, had my hands full. No problem. If you need anything else, you need someone else later, let me know, kind of a thing. But then he goes on and you know, says the arrogant comment about no one in Texas knows what I know.
Yeah, right? I know,
like,
right?
Okay.
How self-centered is that? I mean, wow.
Right. It was his mistake, his screw up. You know, you can apply that to any business. If you make a mistake, just admit it and apologize, and that would solve it. Like, if he would have came back and said, David, I apologize, you know, blah, 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 my mistake, you wouldn't be irritated. You'd say, hey, no worries, it happens, I understand, right? But he has to go on saying all that crap, you know, making matters worse for himself.
How does that apply to, obviously, we're a WordPress podcast. How does it apply to web design business, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, first thing, if you make a mistake, you know, I had a client who was emailing me. I was on vacation. A day went by. I didn't respond. He emailed me again. Hey, you know what? I apologize. I'm on vacation. I'll get back to you on Friday when I'm back in town and at my desk. Hey, no problem, Tim. Have a great vacation. That was his response. So, I mean, I think really the moral of the story is communication. I think that's probably one of the biggest lessons, you know, all throughout that story. If he just would have communicated with you, it would have, you know, not blown up in his face, essentially. Because every David has stories like this. I have stories like this with clients that they're hesitant to hire another web designer because their last guy was a flake. He dropped off the face of the planet. He went MIA. I couldn't get a hold of him. You know, that unfortunately, a lot of, you know, web designers, freelancers have that negative reputation. And so at the end of the day, it comes back to communicate with them. You know, they understand you're busy, you have your hands full, you know, life happens, but just communicate.
Yeah, communication. But Tim, this is an episode of how not to do business, dude.
Oh, that's true. So if you don't want to do business well, then don't communicate.
and don't disappear on the client or you know, how not to do business is don't disappear on the clients. Exactly what Tim was saying. So, it's hard not to do it's really hard not to do an episode about how to do business and give the solution too, isn't it, Tim? It's hard to talk only about the negative stuff.
Right, exactly. And so I think that the next point on the list would be if you want to not do business well, then be condescending to clients. When they say, you know, they're not sure about how to do certain things, or, you know, you're trying to explain to them what WordPress is or, you know, how responsive design works, and they're not really understanding, well, be very condescending and make them feel really bad about themselves because they're not as technically savvy as you.
Yeah, and that will definitely be the way to not do business. You will not get many signed contracts that way, that's for sure. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I think it's, you know, the old golden rule, treat everybody like you'd want to be treated. And, or as my mom used to say, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all, kind of deal.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an important thing that needs to be addressed, and we don't need to keep listing out things, you know, of how not to do business. I think most people know how not to do business. You know, don't be rude, don't be mean, don't be dishonest, don't screw people over, you know, ghost on them, disappear. You know, I've had several people ghost and disappear on me, client and contractors that have worked with us over the years, so I know what that's like, and it's, you know, I can tell you this, they're not getting any more work from me, period. It's not going to happen. On the contractor side, and I'll never do work for those specific clients again either. So that's the, I guess, the end result of what happens when you practice things that help you not do good business.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. You know, the other things are pretty much common sense. I think for me, my main takeaway would be, you know, these things that might seem small, they'll catch up to you later. You know, that guy sent that nasty text message to David, didn't really think much of it. Well, he got a bad review because of it, and there's potentially lots of business that could be going his way is now not being referred.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the truth is that a lot of people don't read reviews online, so it's potential that nobody even sees this. But for people like me who actually do read the reviews online, yeah, this is probably a review that's going to turn me away from doing business with this guy. So,
right.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. You know, Tim and I have been on a mission here lately. As you can tell, we've been spammy, and I apologize for the spamminess, but we're gonna do something again, and we're going to beg you to head on over to whatever platform you're listening to our podcast on and leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. We have seen the reviews picked up. I want to thank the people who have gone and left a review in the last week. It means a ton to us. Yeah. We did fix the one review led to us, you know, correcting something in iTunes. You know, we've often asked, you know, tell us how we're doing, let us know any tips. And one of his big pet peeves was, hey, I love your show. It bums me out that I only see the latest 12 episodes and I have to go over to your website to listen to the rest of them. Well, we didn't know, podcast newbies, even though we're 148 episodes in, you know, we didn't know that we had this setting in iTunes that would allow us to have 300 podcasts. So we were only showing 12 iTunes default. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking about starting a podcast, there's a setting, you know, that you may want to look into to populate your podcast with more. So that's a very long-winded way to say, please go leave us a review. This guy left us a review. Thank you. We fixed the problem. We don't want you leaving your phone to go listen to it on our website and stuff. So, Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.